Ryan Lyman on the air with me today. Ryan is the transportation director for LCSD number 2, serving Star Valley and Cokeville. Good morning, Ryan. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Glad to be here.
Hey, appreciate it. First off, shout out to all your bus drivers for managing the cold and the slick roads. You and your crew do it such a great job with that.
Yeah, our staff does an amazing job. We had some hiccups this morning, which is you know, not unusual. Yesterday, we thought we'd have even more with the cold snap, but we work through them, and they work together, they band together, they work good as a team.
I'm sure those diesel buses just love the 20 below, don't they?
Oh yeah, they love it.
Shoot. Well, some new things happening with inside the transportation department that is impacting how students get to and from school with the IDs now that are needed to be scanned. Tell us what's happening here with these IDs and how it works, Ryan.
Yeah, so essentially we're taking attendance on the bus now. And there's a lot of reasons for this. A couple of the main ones that folks may be most familiar with. So you have a student that doesn't get off the bus in the afternoon where or when you might think you expect. And so you call the bus garage and you wonder where they're at, and we have no idea. Or it takes us an hour to find them, and you wonder what's going on with that. And so this is one way that we can just instantly pull it up, and we can see whether a student got on a bus, where they got on the bus, where's the bus at now, or if they got off the bus, where they got off and what time, and all of those things.
Excellent. And so was this becoming an issue because you wouldn't have implemented the season without those problems happening, right?
Yeah, that situation I just described happens daily. And so, we 15 to 1,800 students riding the bus, depending on the day. And so at least one of those, usually per day, there's some kind of a mix-up. You know, sometimes students are going to one place or another rather than their home stop, maybe. And so now when parents need help finding a student, we can help a lot quicker. Another scenario that we have quite often, say a bus gets stuck on our winter roads. And we can more quickly notify parents because we know exactly which students are on that bus at that exact time.
Okay, Ryan Lyman, LCSD 2 Transportation Director in studio. So how long has this procedure been in place now?
About 2 months. So we started a pilot route at the beginning of the year, and then we've just slowly been rolling it out. It's a huge, big thing. And so there wasn't just really any way we could just snap our fingers and say, okay, tomorrow morning, everyone is going to be up and running exactly perfect. And so we've just tried to slowly roll it out. We're bringing in our elementary grades now. We started with the secondary grades because they already had student IDs. They may not have known where they were, yeah, but right. They at least at one point had a student ID. And we can reprint IDs if they get lost or stolen. It's not a big deal at each of the school offices. So we started with the secondary. Now we're just kind of slowly adding in the elementary grades, and those are challenging. Obviously, there's challenges to work through, and we're just trying to figure out solutions so we can help.
So is there someone on the bus, an aide or something, that's scanning, or do the students have a way to scan it themselves as they get on and off?
Yeah, most of our buses don't have an aide. The ones that do obviously are helping, and we have other office staff that are riding along to help with the implementation. But yeah, students can actually type in their own student ID or their name in the search box. On the tablet, there's a tablet just mounted right inside the door of each bus. So they can, and a lot of times they can manipulate that quicker than our drivers can.
Yeah.
And our drivers are actually, we ask our drivers not to focus so much on that. Like if we miss a student or we're not scanning every single student, we know that's not going to be the case right now because we want the drivers to stay focused on the safety. So they're watching for traffic. They're watching for students crossing. They're watching for students approaching the bus. So their primary concern is not to make sure every single student scans every single time. We're asking parents and students to help us out with that. And if you're having a hard time scanning, we're just trying to work through those issues because they don't scan exactly perfect every time.
Sure. Ryan, there's a great resource on the Transportation Department's website, a great Q&A, and some of the frequently asked questions that are asked and answered well. It's at transportation.lcsd2.org. I'm just looking through this list of some of the questions. And one of those, of course, is a parent. You're thinking, okay, now they're scanning my students. government's information, what kind of information are they scanning? And so touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is the, we're just using the student ID card. So the elementary students traditionally haven't had a student ID. The student ID has their, it has a barcode on it. So that's going to give their name, what school they go to. And most importantly, their primary guardian or parent's contact number and name. And so if there's an issue or a challenge for a driver, especially substitute drivers who may not know these students, they can quickly pull up that parent's contact information. And there's multiple questions in the frequently asked questions page about privacy and how we protect that. We take it very seriously. We use the similar controls as we do with all student information that we've always had. Infinite Campus is the software that our district uses for student information, attendance, emergency contacts, all of this stuff. And so, yeah, it's we take that very seriously and keep it private.
Ryan, is this something being used just for transporting the normal bus routes to and from school in the morning, afternoon? How about activity buses? Is this system being used there as well?
Slowly implementing, yes. Our goal is that we use it on every bus in every situation. And so we're kind of starting with the routes, and then eventually, yeah, we'll get to, we have a lot of middle of the day things that go. We have a lot of activities and field trips. We have our early morning practice buses. We have our late after school buses, all of those things. Yeah, we're encouraging students and parents to please be ready with your ID and every time you get on and off of any bus.
So I've noticed my elementary kids have just got it snapped onto their backpack. So it's just always there with them now. So Ryan Lyman in studio this morning, LCSD2 Transportation Director. Ryan, anything else on this that you'd like to touch on as far as the IDs for the buses?
So I didn't, not really that I can think of. I wondered about just having a quick thing about this last weekend. As the newspaper this morning shows, there was a lot of trips canceled. And so sometimes parents wonder, how do we know if the trip's going to go or not? And when are we going to find out? And those types of things. And it's we've tried to make it as simple as possible. There's a board procedure that indicates how that works. And it's based on how the Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming Departments of Transportation rate their roads. They each have an app that are pretty user-friendly, and you can go on and you can see, and it's basically color-coded. So for Utah, and they're all different. That's the challenging part. Right. But Utah's red, Idaho's purple, and then Wyoming uses red and orange. And so that gets a little bit more complex. But if you go on and see those, and we did a Facebook post, we try to get it out on social media. So if anybody has questions, they can call us as well. But really, anyone can decide. I mean, there's really no, it's really the highway departments that make the decision. We look and see what's the road graded. And then if it doesn't meet that red, purple, or the Wyoming designations, then mm-hmm. we don't go on the trip.
So it's a pretty standard procedure. Because I've noticed, as you mentioned, everyone, each of those three states, do it a little bit differently. And I've noticed in Idaho they'll have a purple road, and it's like, okay, so it's purple, but it's not it's not horrible.
Yeah.
And so is there any flexibility or decision making there, or is it just if it's purple we're not going?
It's pretty much if it's purple we're not going. I mean, there have been rare cases, and that obviously has to involve the school board and the superintendent, but it's pretty much just if it's purple, which they call difficult in Idaho, and then yeah, you can go and look at the cameras, and you're like, I don't understand. It's blue skies, and so unfortunately, sometimes each state updates their stuff at a different rate. Mm-hmm. Wyoming is very good. Wyoming's every 15 or 20 minutes.
Wyoming's fantastic,
and they have a timestamp, and you know exactly. So you go, oh yeah, they just looked at it, but Utah and Idaho aren't as good. Idaho's unfortunately probably the worst at updating, and we have a lot of stuff going on in Idaho, and so that can be frustrating. But yeah, it's pretty much if it's purple in Idaho we're not going, and in red in Utah, and then like I said, Wyoming, you have to delve in a little bit deeper because they have red and orange, and not all orange is unnecessary travel.
Correct.
Which that's the language we're looking at in Wyoming, is unnecessary travel. If it doesn't say that, then we're going.
Because today all the roads in our area are orange this morning.
They all are orange, but I'm not aware of any that say unnecessary travel. So
correct.
Yeah, it does get a little bit trickier in Wyoming. You have to actually click a little bit deeper on the icons.
Okay. Ryan Lyman, LCSD2 Transportation Director in studio. Ryan, always appreciate the info. Anything else?
I think that's it. Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.